Welcome to the Soul Pathways podcast, where we embark on a journey of self-discovery, healing, and empowerment. I am your host, Alyssa Hatchard, writer, creator, consultant, career and mindset coach, and Reiki master teacher. I'm passionate about guiding others to embrace a life of passion and purpose. So join me today as we respond to the call for living a life aligned with our soul's purpose. The time has come to answer the whispers of your soul. Remember who you are and let your soul lead. Welcome back to the Soul Pathways podcast, where we explore themes of growth, empowerment, and self-discovery. I am Alyssa Hatchard, your guide on this journey of transformation. And today we're going to dive deep into Taurus season, and we're going to talk all about embracing abundance, stability, and personal growth, my favorite things. You know, as a proud Taurus sun, I'm especially excited to explore the magic and just the transformative power of this time and this season with all of you. For those of you who may not be familiar, Taurus season, which spans from April 20th all the way to May 20th, it is this time for grounding, stability, abundance, and it's a time when, you know, you have this earthy and sensual bits and bursts of energies, and the Taurus is really influencing us. It's influencing and urging us to really reconnect with nature now more than ever, and to embrace our senses and to really manifest our desires, because that's what we're good at. That is what we are good at as Tauruses, aren't we? Now, yeah, as a Taurus, I always feel this heightened sense of connection during this season. You know, I love the smell, you know, after the rain falls or you feel the rain coming, and it feels like things are about to bloom. It feels like all those little seeds that, you know, that we planted a couple months ago, it feels like things are, you know, going to come to fruition, and you can feel that. And so there's like this certain comfort in the stability and reliability that Taurus energy really brings. It really does feel like coming home to yourself and rediscovering the beauty of simplicity. So yes, I'm super excited, and it is really, really my favorite season. And guess what? Okay, guess what, my cosmic travelers? We also have this exciting celestial event just around the corner. There's a new moon in the sign of Taurus during Taurus season. So it's going to, yeah, it's set to grace our skies next week. And well, depending when you listen to this, and this new moon, I think it's on May the 7th. It really marks this potent and powerful time for setting intentions and manifesting abundance and really nurturing our dreams. So that's what I really want to talk about today. I feel like it's a special episode. It's my birthday month. It's my season. So I want to talk all things Taurus season, right? So in this episode, we're gonna delve into grounding and stability, setting intentions for abundance, and really nurturing our self-worth, how to cultivate patience, and how to embrace gratitude. So together, get ready to really align with Taurus season's magic and get ready to unlock your potential for growth and abundance. Oh, I'm so excited. So get ready, embrace the earthly and abundant energies of Taurus season, set those intentions, and yeah, let's embark today on a journey of self-discovery and manifestation. Let's dive right in. So this first little segment that I want to talk about for Taurus season is going to be all about diving into and embracing the energy of Taurus, which is really, you know, symbolizes abundance, stability, groundedness, like I spoke about. So I want to explore how we can embody these qualities in our life. So first, this a little different than what I usually do, but I want you to, you know, find a comfortable space wherever you are. Just take a moment. I want you to close your eyes and take a deep breath in. So close your eyes and take a big deep breath in through the nose. And fill up that tummy. And then exhale out the mouth. Beautiful. And just do that a couple times. Whatever feels good, whatever feels comfortable, and really just start to feel that earthly energy of Taurus surrounding you right now. The magic is in the air, my girls or my boys, whoever's listening. I want you to imagine yourself just standing barefoot on soft, fertile earth, wherever you are in the world right now. I want you to visualize roots extending from the soles of your feet, reaching deep into the earth, anchoring you with stability and strength. Beautiful. Beautiful. So just rest here. Rest here in this visualization for as long as feels good. I hope you start to feel a little grounded, a little stable before we move forward into this. Just like, you know, the sturdy roots of a tree. Our groundedness really allows us to, you know, weather any storm or any path, any kind of situation we might be moving through right now. It can help us be resilient and stable. So I want you to carry this with you and yeah, use this as a way to create a strong foundation in your life and in your daily life as we move forward in this lesson today. Beautiful. Now, I want to talk about the art of manifesting abundance, okay? So this is, you know, a core theme of Taurus season. By setting clear intentions, we can start to align ourselves with the abundant energy of the universe. So I want to explore how we can manifest abundance in all areas of our lives right now, today. We're going to do another visualization. I'm telling you, this episode is so different to what I usually do. I just love doing these. So I want you to start by visualizing. I'm going to visualize a lush garden in front of you, okay? This garden, whatever it looks like in your mind's eye, this represents the abundance that surrounds you, that surrounds us. And each plant or flower in this garden in front of you, I want each plant to symbolize an aspect of abundance in your life. So it could be love, it could be opportunities, it could be joy, whatever it is that resonates right now. And as you start to appreciate the abundance in this garden, I want you to set a clear intention for what you wish to manifest during Taurus season. Okay? Now, why do we do this? So setting intentions, it's so powerful. It's this powerful practice that really directs our energy and our focus towards our desired outcomes. So it's like planting those seeds in a garden, and our intentions grow and blossom into, you know, one day these tangible manifestations. It really is beautiful. It's a practice that I use all the time. So I want you to remember, when you're doing this, especially, you know, take this and do this before or leading up to the new moon. I want you to remember to, while you're doing it, to set clear intentions, right? It's always about the intention, right? Aligning that with our goals and our truest desires, okay? Beautiful, beautiful. So now that we are grounded, we've started to practice visualizing and setting intentions, I want to focus on gratitude, because this is going to segue into both of the things that we just did, okay? And it's such an important thing. It's so essential that we do this practice during Taurus season. So I hope this is making sense. These are all little practices that build on each other and are just the perfect things to do during this time of year during Taurus season. So let's talk about cultivating gratitude. So this is an essential practice during, Taurus season. And as we express gratitude for the abundance in our lives, we then open ourselves up to receiving even more blessings, okay? And so let's dive into the transformative power of gratitude and appreciation. So wherever you are right now, I want you to just take a moment to express gratitude for the abundance that surrounds you right now. And I want you to start to feel, you know, this deep sense of appreciation for the blessings that you have received and those that are yet to come right now. And I want you to thank yourself for your resilience, your strength, and your commitment to never-ending growth. Thank you for being here and have gratitude for where you are now. So you see, gratitude is really this catalyst for attracting more abundance into our lives. And this is such a key. This is something I hold so high. This is something that means so much to me. I don't know if it's just a Taurus thing, but I think being grounded and having gratitude where you are right now in your life can just help you soar mountains so much faster and make quantum leaps that you just couldn't even thought were possible. There's just something so special about having gratitude and appreciating where you are now. Because when we acknowledge and appreciate the blessings we already have, we're able to really create this positive and receptive energy, right? And I talked a lot about energy in my previous episode. So if you didn't listen to that, I definitely recommend. So it helps us create a positive and receptive energy that actually attracts even greater abundance into our lives. Like, how freaking amazing is that? Amazing. So I want you to just start to take this little practice. I want you to practice gratitude daily and watch as abundance flows effortlessly into your life, especially during Taurus season. I'm telling you, it is the season for abundance. Okay, beautiful. Love that little lesson. So the next one, something that's so important in Taurus season is nurturing our self-worth and doing self-care practices. So Taurus season always reminds us and myself of the importance of just valuing ourselves and really prioritizing self-care. I felt like leading up to Taurus season these past couple of weeks, I have just been doing everything. I have been going for my lymphatic drainage massages, regular massages. I've gone to the Chiro. I've done Reiki. I've been doing sound healing. I went and got my hair done, got my hair cut, like treated myself to new outfits, dined and had some fabulous food with my partner at his restaurant, just all these things that just scream Taurus. I don't know if you're going through this as well, but I know a lot of people have been doing similar activities and it really is just the season. And what a beautiful, beautiful thing to do to, you know, embrace self-care and nurture your self-worth. Like what better things could you possibly be doing? Like, how beautiful is that? So important. So I feel like, you know, these things are just so important for our foundation, right? Self-worth is this foundation of our well-being. So I want to explore, some self-care practices that really honor our worth. And these are things such as setting boundaries, you know, practicing self-compassion, engaging in activities that bring you joy or fulfillment. And this could be anything, right? So I want you, if you haven't already been feeling the pull to do some self-care that I mentioned leading up to Taurus season, I want you to use this season right now. I want you to take a moment, press pause, and actually create a little self-care tailored plan to your needs. I want you to look at, you know, different activities that are going to nurture all facets of you, you know, your mind, your body, your soul. And I want you to schedule in this, you know, self-care ritual, whatever it is you're going to create. I want you to actually schedule that into your life over this next month, okay, for Taurus season. All right, so do that. Please do that. You will not regret it. Beautiful. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is patience and persistence. So being a Taurus, people always think we're so stubborn, we don't have patience. I think you're wrong. I think we're very grounded and we are very wise and very patient, but we're very persistent. And that's the key, that persistence, right? So patience and persistence, why am I talking about it? These are virtues that, you know, are really emphasized during Taurus season. And so I want to talk about the power of patience and the rewards of a persistent effort, something I know so well. So let me tell you a little story. Now, don't worry, I've spoken to my client Grace, and she is really excited for me to share this story about her. So let me just give you, let me tell you a little bit about it. So Grace started her business, and she had, you know, this clear vision and just unwavering determination. She's also a Taurus. Now, however, Grace encountered just so many obstacles along her journey. There was financial setbacks, there was market challenges, there was a lot of self-doubt. And instead of giving up, Grace really leaned into the seasons and the energies. And leading up to this season, she started to lean into that stability, that groundedness that we kind of talked about, right? So despite the setbacks, Grace remained steadfast in her pursuit. Like, she adopted this mindset of resilience that, you know, we worked through and spent time working through. And, you know, she started viewing these challenges as really opportunities for growth, right? Because that's what I teach. And it's so beautiful to see it with clients. And so she started to do this. So with each setback that started to show up, whether it was financial or market challenges, she started to really just learn valuable lessons, right? And just adjusted her strategy. We adjusted her strategies and we just kept moving forward with this unwavering determination. And so, you know, as we move into Taurus season, I feel like Grace is just so beautiful. She's really tapped into that grounding and stabilizing energy. And, you know, she's been practicing patience and just trusting that her efforts, you know, are going to yield results in due time. And so I feel like this earthly energy of Taurus has just fueled her persistence. And also being a Taurus has helped a lot, but it's really just reminded her to stay rooted in her goals and in her values. So if this feels like you, if you feel like you've been just getting thrown setbacks after setbacks, I'm telling you, this season is not the season to give up. This is the season to stay determined and just have this unwavering belief that things are going to move forward and things are going to work out, because they are. And just stay rooted in that goal and that vision that you had in the beginning. Trust me on this. And so now we're like Grace, you wouldn't believe it. Just today, Monday morning, she's just had this breakthrough moment. She voiced to text me and just was so excited. I don't want to share too much more about Grace, but it's just this fact and teaching and lesson here that her persistence paid off. You know, she's just, you know, secured things, she's attracted things, and her business is thriving. And I feel like the challenges that she once faced just have really become this stepping stone to success. So again, take this as a sign or a message that whatever you're going through or moving through right now, it's going to work out. You just need to have that determination and that patience and that grounded energy in your vision, and your dreams are going to turn into reality. Okay. It is the season. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So the lesson really is patience. It, you know, allows us to trust the timing of the universe and just stay committed to our beautiful journey and know that every step, whether it's in the right direction or not, whatever you think, it is always going to lead us to the right way, okay? And so, yeah, I want to kind of explore some strategies for cultivating patience, you know? And these are things like, you know, practicing mindfulness, reframing challenges as opportunities, right? That mindset worked. And also shifting our energy. I feel like, you know, being attuned to Reiki and knowing how to, you know, work through your energy, that could be huge, a huge strategy for, you know, cultivating patience and staying grounded, right? And another thing too is just to celebrate small victories along the way. I feel like I do this all the time. I've been celebrating left and right because of so many beautiful things that are coming out in my own business and in my clients. So I'm telling you, celebrate every small victory. This is gonna, you know, help you with that patience and persistence, okay? So what I want you to do is, you know, again, you can press pause, whatever you need to do. I want you to start to set a long-term goal that aligns with your aspirations right now, okay? And I want you to break it down into some manageable steps and really just commit during Taurus season to just taking one small action each day. You know, you don't have to do a step in a day, just a small energetic action, okay? And I'm telling you, you're going to cultivate patience just by trusting the process and just staying persistent in your efforts. Trust me, okay? Beautiful. Beautiful. So now that I hope you guys enjoyed that. Those are some of my key mini lessons for Taurus season and some things that you can do during this season right now. So before we move into a visualization, this is a big visualization for Taurus season, and it's going to be all about embracing abundance and stability. So I want you to just take a moment, get comfortable, position yourself where you can just relax and just be with me and my voice on your breath, okay? And focus in on your breath. So start by taking a deep breath in through the nose, big deep breath, and hold for a moment until it feels uncomfortable, and then exhale slowly. And while you're exhaling, I want you to let go of any tension in your body and really allow yourself to be fully present in the moment, in this moment, okay? So take another deep breath in and hold and exhale and release. Beautiful. So just do that as many times as it feels good. Beautiful. Now, I want you to imagine yourself standing barefoot on soft ground and really feel the support of the ground beneath your feet. You know, if you do have access to, you know, a yard or outdoor space, go outside, take your shoes off, take your socks off, be barefoot on the ground. If you can't, visualize this, okay? Either way, there is no right or wrong way. Just being here now, being present and doing this is all you need to do. I want you to visualize roots just extending from the soles of your feet, going deep, deep down into the earth. I want you to picture all the vines going through the concrete, going through the soil, all the way down, watching those roots extend deep, deep down into the earth. And I want you to picture it anchoring itself around this beautiful crystal, whatever color comes to mind. There's no right or wrong answer. picture the roots wrapping around the crystal and really anchoring you with stability and strength. Beautiful. Now, as you're grounded with the roots, I want you to start to visualize the energy of Taurus surrounding you, like a warm golden light. And this warm golden light surrounding you, this energy embodies abundance. It embodies prosperity and steadfastness. I want you to feel the gentle yet powerful energy really enveloping you, nurturing your sense of security and inner peace, because that is your birthright. So I want you to then imagine a garden in front of you, just filled with the lush greenery and vibrant flowers that are blooming. And each flower bloomed, each one is symbolizing an aspect of abundance in your life. And again, it could be the abundance of love, abundance of opportunities. It could be a person, it could be a place, it could be a trip, it could be a job, it could be joy, it could be family, it could be friends. I want you to take a moment to appreciate the abundance that already exists within you and around you in this garden. And as you bask in the energy of abundance, I want you to set a clear intention for what you wish to manifest during Taurus season. I want you to visualize your goals and desires as seeds that you plant in this fertile soil of your life. I want you to see these seeds taking root, growing steadily, and blossoming into beautiful manifestations. Beautiful. And I want you to now express gratitude for the abundance that is on its way to you. Feel a deep sense of appreciation for the blessings you have received and the blessings that are yet to come. I want you to take a moment to thank yourself for your resilience, your strength, and your commitment to growth. And as you continue to breathe deeply, I want you to affirm to yourself, I am grounded, I am stable, I am abundant. And really feel these words resonate within you, anchoring you into a state of unwavering confidence and assurance. And slowly start to bring your awareness back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers, your toes, taking in all the sensations of your body. And know that you can return to this visualization whenever you need to reconnect with the energy of Taurus season and manifest abundance into your life. Beautiful. So when you're ready, open your eyes wherever you are and come back into the body. Beautiful. So I just want to thank you guys again for joining me on this beautiful journey in visualization and empowerment during Taurus season. And before I let you go, I want to leave you with this. Remember, you have the power to manifest abundance, stability, and joy in your life. Stay grounded, stay grateful, and keep shining your light brightly. Until next time, take care and embrace the magic of your journey. And don't forget to like, save, download, subscribe, and stay up to date with the next episode. And I will see you there.